Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show, here to show you how our choices today do affect other people, our kids, our relationships, our careers, and businesses, which cause generational impact. You will hear from guests and experts from around the world. She's here to help you follow through on the it to live a stellar life. And now, here's your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome to our show, everyone, and we're very grateful that you are here with us today. We are going to talk about practical tools for calming stress and anxiety with Corby Furrow today. So welcome, Corby, to our show. How are you?
I'm awesome, and thank you so much for having me here.
Can you just sort of share with us a little bit about how you have used the tools that you've learned to overcome stress and anxiety in your own life?
Yes, absolutely. When I found EFT, or EFT found me, which is emotional freedom techniques, I was at a very low point in my life because I had just lost my job. And so when I started using it, it was amazing the results that were happening. I wasn't sure about it. I didn't understand it. And I thought everything looked really weird. And I was ready to walk away from it. But once I started using it, I could feel myself getting calmer. I would move through things. And it was kind of like, what just happened? And I would feel better. You'd feel lighter. And it was amazing what would happen. So now it's a part of my life and what I do to help people. And even like I've used it in times of, you know, even in fun activities, like I sing in a choir. And so when I would have pieces in an ensemble or something and have to have a solo bit, you know, before I went on stage, I would use my tapping to get myself into a calm state so that I could use that energy to, you know, do what I need to do on that stage. So it can be useful in all different places, whether you're digging deep or in just in the moment, kind of calming the nerves and getting ready to go.
Perfect. And after you lost your job, you didn't go back into human resources. You completely went in a different direction using the emotional freedom technique, but you also do like a transformational coaching, correct?
Yeah, I'm a certified executive coach. So what I found with coaching was just something was missing for me, and it just didn't get people, like we can think where we want to go and we can set the goals, but then our actions sometimes are holding us back. And usually what's holding us back is something that's happened in the past. And so that's where the emotional freedom techniques comes in to release that. So then now we can reach that goal that we want and the thoughts we have. But for me, it's like that missing link, and it creates a great package now to really move people forward.
So you're finding that more and more people, like from executives all the way down to even children, are using that you're teaching the emotional freedom technique too.
Yes, it's so, and that's the great thing, is because we have the tools within us and everybody can use it in that moment, you know. And because whenever anybody's feeling nervous, I've got executives who will tap on their fingers underneath the table in a meeting so that they can stay present and calm to get through what they need to do. I'm seeing a lot more of it coming into schools where kids are being taught mindfulness and using this tool with it. So the more tools that we can do, which is self-regulation, to bring us into that state of calm so that when emergencies or stressful situations happen, we can handle them, the better off we are. So yeah, it's so effective.
Perfect. And can you share with our listeners just a little bit about maybe the science or how the actual tapping technique really affects us as a whole, from our brain into some of the other areas of our body, just to give them an understanding of what actually it does?
Yes. EFT works on meridian points in the body. It's kind of like, instead of using acupuncture, a lot of people are familiar with that, using needles, you actually use your fingertips and use pressure points on the body for acupressure. And what it does is, in the brain, when we get into that stressful situation, it activates the amygdala in the brain. So that's the fight or flight. So once that's activated, then we start to get, you know, we're feeling uncomfortable, we're getting higher stress levels, we can't think as well. Sometimes people just like go crazy and it's like, I can't handle it. So what it does is, when we start tapping on that meridian points on our body, it starts to calm that amygdala back down. So we start gaining control again. It starts actually pooling the blood back up to the frontal cortex of our brain, because under stress, it starts to deplete. So we lose our resources. So once we start tapping and getting those resources back, then our thinking brain starts coming back online, and then we can function better, because a lot of people will think, that we can, that we're losing our mind. All right, why can't I think or why can't I remember? Because that's under stressful situations.
Right.
And so by using the tapping, it creates the chemical change within our body to dissipate some of that cortisol and adrenaline that's pumping into our body. You know, in old times, we would either fight or flight. We'd run from something or whatever. But now in our offices, we sit there and we take it and it stays captured in our body. So we don't release it. You know, and right. That's the difference. So this helps dissipate that energy. And really, emotions that are causing us problems in the present are unresolved things that have happened to us. You know, something in the body only becomes a trauma when it hasn't had a resolution. You know, if something, you know, so if you're driving and say you get cut off and it's like, oh, you know, we just about got wiped out, but we didn't. There's a resolution there and, you know, we kind of shake and that's our body's way of actually dissipating that energy when we shake. And then it's out of us. So that wasn't an actual trauma to us. But if we got hit and say we're really injured and then we don't have a resolution to that trauma, now that's captured in our body.
Right. I love it. And it can be used for multiple emotions, not just stress and anxiety.
No.
You know, because I know that you just recently wrote in a book and, you know, what self-love got to do with it. And I know that there was probably a little bit of fear coming up for you as your story went out to the world and you shared it. And did you use did you use the emotional freedom technique during that time to help you move through that?
Yeah, most definitely. What it was, I didn't find it bad when I was writing the story, which was good because then that shows the work that I have done. It's worked, right? Because now I'm not living in that story and I could tell the story. But what I found interesting is once we sent it to, okay, here you can have it, and it goes to print and geez, it's coming out and the countdown starts going. Then I started feeling, you know, that bit of anxiety. It's like, oh, what are people going to think? And, you know, will they think, well, that didn't happen or this happened? And it's like, well, this is my reality. So, you know, I went through all that raft of emotions. So I had to tap through that because at the end of the day, it's my story. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. And that's where that emotional freedom comes in. So I did have to tap through the few, what we call tail enders on obviously stuff that I hadn't cleared out for myself. So yeah, it did help. By the time launch came, then I felt better. Every now and again, it still feels like, oh, I better just tap a little bit more because you're out there and then, you know, you're bearing your soul and being raw to everybody out there. And that's a very uncomfortable place to be because that's not our normal way of being.
Perfect. Yeah, you're right. It is. I remember when I wrote my first story, I actually had to gain permission from my children because they're the ones that when I came home and said, yeah, I've been asked to write in a book, and this was in December of 2016, the first compilation I wrote in, and I too was in a very kind of fearful lack of self-worth state, and I had to kind of gain permission to say that it was okay. And I didn't want to embarrass anyone.
Yes.
It's such a funny thing that we tell ourselves. And my kids were like, go for it. Like, I think that's really cool, Mom. You're going to be on Amazon and you're going to be in a book. And oh my goodness, it's so good. Yeah. And how do we get caught up in, you know, the stories we tell ourselves?
Well, because it's a pattern and we're conditioned.
Yeah.
You know, and it starts at a very young age. So when we start to, we have a perception about something and then we lock in on it and say, that's the way we have to be in the world. So then this is how our brain works is once we have a form, that belief, it starts going about proving it for ourselves. So, and then we've given away our power in effect because we're living off of somebody else's beliefs or perceptions. And once we're approving it, then we start living it and attracting things that are in our life. And then we also we're sitting, if you will, in a victim seat because we think we can make other people angry or embarrassed or whatever, but really that's their own stuff they're dealing with.
Living the stellar life. This is the Heather Andrews Show.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. Very yes. Powerful. Absolutely. And a little bit later on, Corby is going to take me through an exercise that we did when I was during a public speaking event that I was at. So we're going to do that closer to the end. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about how the story, like the power of story, actually changed things for you, Corby.
Yes. It brought it to everything to a whole new level because to learn to express yourself and share, you know, what's intimate to you. And as we said before, kind of bare your soul so everybody can see you, it's helped to show where I've come from, I guess, and then the journey. And now I can see the patterns in my life, how it has played out, how it's got me to where I am. And it's just such a powerful way to connect with people, because we all have stories and we're all like our own little trauma capsules that are walking in this world. And the more we share, the more we can see that, geez, we're all very similar, and that we can help each other, and we don't have to be in this state of anxiety or panic or stress that we're carrying around.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you find that there was almost like a freeing feeling when the book came out?
Yes. Yeah. Because it's like, it's out of your control. You have zero control of what's going on. And that's where you need to be at peace with yourself, because it, in the end, it really doesn't matter what anybody thinks or doesn't think about it. But it's nice to know if you can move somebody and change, you know, and let them know that they aren't alone, or give them a new perception too, then you've done something, you know, and that's what I think where the power of the story comes in.
Yeah. And do you find, one of the reasons I created the and published What Self-Love Got to Do with It is because, as a whole, I hear all the time where people struggle with not being enough. They live in fear. And I mean, it's within the story that we tell ourselves. But yeah. How would you move someone through if they're feeling that not worthy enough of something that they want to create in their life? How would you move people through that using emotional freedom technique?
Yeah, definitely when you've got something big, like, because that's a big thing, right? That starts from childhood, really, that not worthy. And my theory is, after working with a lot of people here, is that nobody gets away from not feeling good enough at some point in their life. And it's our job to find our way back to ourselves and who that authentic self is. So right. With the emotional freedom techniques, it's a process. So we start working on, you know, where does that feeling come from, and what is it doing, and where is it showing up? And we work, it's a process, because there's so many things we believe about ourselves. And then once we start peeling back the layers on that belief, then you're like, oh, that wasn't, you know, that I took that because in the second grade, Johnny said that I was fat and I couldn't do anything. And so then I decided then I have to bow out and I'm not good enough, you know? So it's those moments that we find. And then when you can actually look at those incidents again, and people are like, oh, I didn't even think, you know, that really wasn't what they meant. But this is how I took it. And it's kind of silly now. And I don't need to do that. You know, a lot [S2] Right. [S1] Of times it comes down to, oh, I've been hanging on to this for so long and it's not even valid or worth my time to hang on to this belief anymore. Right. But it is a process. It's like peeling back that onion. You know, like for me, when my mom and dad got divorced, I took on the role that I had to be the protector, that I had to make everybody happy. So when I had to peel back my layers on that, that was my survival mechanism. That's what I thought I needed to do, but it carried out through my whole life. Because we, like say, once we believe it, our brain goes about proving it. And then we draw in things that will prove that for us. So we can say, see, that's the way life is.
I love it. I know I always felt that I had to be the pillar of strength for some reason. And I always had to be strong. And once I finally realized that I had to release, and even when I started telling my own story, and stories actually, because I've written in 8 compilations now, there was just, as one story got told, there was another very close behind it. And then there was another story behind it.
And it's just layers.
Yeah. And so when you talk about peeling back that onion and having the emotional freedom technique, since you taught me, I have used it, especially the fingertips, just to get through the emotional pieces that come up for certain things. And it's been very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah, it is. And it's amazing how quickly our body can learn to regulate really fast. I know as soon as I start feeling a little anxious and I'm like, oh, it's really a growth opportunity, because our body's trying to tell us something, right? And so when we start to tune in and listen to it, and then we can tap into that, it's amazing what'll come out and what we learn. And then our body learns to regulate really quickly. Because when I get into, I'm feeling stressed and I just start to tap, my body's like, oh, right, we got to just relax. What are we doing? You know, right. So it's creating that automatic response to start happening quicker and quicker. you know, and the more we resource ourselves like that, the quicker we will get back into that calm state so that we can function and see things for what they are.
Perfect. I love it. And so would now be a good time for you to kind of share with us, and you can take me through an exercise, and you can kind of describe for our listeners what an actual tapping session would sound and look like.
Sure. And what I'll clarify too is like, the tapping that we talk about for just self-regulation in the moment, like when we're, you know, like yourself going public speaking, if I want to go and I'm nervous before that, and we do what's called like kind of a bronze level tapping. So that's just tapping to get your system into the moment type thing. Right. And when you work with me one-on-one and we get really deep into, you know, why don't you feel worthwhile, then that's called gold standard tapping. And that gets really deep underneath all the layers, rather than just we bring yourself into that calm state, but then we go deeper. Okay. You know, so that's the difference where emotional freedom techniques, where you do need somebody, because what happens is people, your fears come up. And it's called psychological reversal, because when you're trying to change that belief that you've held dear for so long, it's uncomfortable. And so in that uncomfort, the fear comes up and says, no, we'll just go back to holding that old belief because we know how to handle it. And that's what we can do.
Yeah.
So for what we're going to do here, we'll kind of do a little bit of a mix between a bronze and a gold, because we'll be doing what's called a setup phrase. Mm-hmm. And what the setup phrase does is allow people to come into the present moment and saying, in this moment, this is what's happening, and I acknowledge or accept that this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. So it's just bringing you into the moment, because really all we have is this present moment. And so many of us don't live there, right?
Yeah.
And then we go about tapping the points around the body, and it's just repeating, you know, you're going to repeat what I'm going to use your words, and we're going to repeat as we go through the different points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so, what are we going to demonstrate today? What do you want to topic? Do you want to go on?
What do we want to talk about? Let's just go through. Let's see what's on my. Yeah. So we can just do moving through that nervousness before you go on stage.
Okay.
To speak about something.
Okay.
I know that there's a lot of people out listening that, you know, they are scared to go out and not even speak in public, but, you know, even engage in like meetings and work and speak up and things like that.
Yes. So if you think about that nervousness, that if you picture yourself just going about to go onto that big stage and say there's lots of people out in that audience and you're going to come up onto that stage and do your speaking, where would you feel that in your body?
It usually shows up in my throat.
Okay. And as a tightness or?
Yeah, tightness.
A lump or tightness?
Just almost like a tightness, and it just is like almost like you can't talk. It's like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so what we do in this nervousness, and is it nervousness, anxiety?
Like the fear of not giving value or the saying the wrong thing.
Okay. Okay, so what we do is karate chop something like a piece of wood, you know, that part of your hand, that meaty part that comes on the side of your hand from your pinky
to your wrist. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just tap with one hand or the other. It doesn't matter where it is. And you just tap back and forth on that meaty part, the karate chop point or the side of the hand. And you just keep tapping. And then, so we'll say, even though, and then you would repeat.
Even though
I have this tightness in my throat.
Even though I have this tightness in my throat.
I acknowledge that's how I'm feeling.
I acknowledge that's how I'm feeling.
Even though I'm feeling this fear of not giving value.
Even though I'm feeling this fear of not giving value.
I acknowledge that's how I'm feeling.
I acknowledge that's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, and we're keeping tapping on our side of our hand. So even though I feel this nervousness.
Even though I feel this nervousness.
I accept that's how I'm feeling.
I accept that's how I'm feeling.
Yeah. So on the next point is where our eyebrows come into the middle of our, you know, just before on either side of our nose, that's where you want to tap on the first point. Now you can tap on one side or the other side or both sides. It doesn't matter because it has the same effect.
Okay, so then it's on the eyebrows, right?
Yeah. Okay. So then you can say, yeah, two fingers, okay. Whatever feels comfortable for you. And it's just light tapping, just steady tapping.
Okay.
So you can say this tightness.
This tightness.
Yeah. And then we move to the side of the eye, and it's just in the bony corners of the eye on either side. So it can be one or the other or both. And then we can say this tightness in my throat.
This tightness in my throat.
Yeah. And then underneath the eye is the next one. Just if you're wearing glasses, it's kind of like right where the glasses are in the way. And if you don't have glasses, it's just underneath the eye in the bony part.
Okay.
And then it says this fear of not giving value.
This fear of not giving value.
Yeah. The next one is in the divot of our nose, just under our nose. Yeah.
And then you just talk. Yeah, I can't talk.
Yeah. And then the next one. Okay. What's that, sorry?
Oh, I just was going to repeat it, like just this tightness in my throat. I acknowledge that feeling.
Yep. Okay. And then the next one is in the divot of our chin.
Mm-hmm.
And this nervousness.
This nervousness of not giving value. I acknowledge that feeling.
Yeah. And then the next one is if you find your collarbone and just underneath the collarbone in that meaty part,
mm-hmm.
and you tap there. Say, okay. Fear of not giving value.
Fear of not giving value. I acknowledge this feeling.
Yeah. And we just tap there. And then the next one, this is where it gets a little weird looking, but it's very effective, is if you go on the side of your body, midline, and for women, it's kind of like mid-bra line underneath your arm, and you tap right there. And so this nervousness.
This nervousness.
Yeah. And then the last one is on the top of your head.
Oh, okay. And
it kind of goes towards the base, like not the base, but the more towards the back end of your crown of your head there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so this nervousness.
This nervousness, I acknowledge.
Yeah, I acknowledge. So those are the tapping points. It's kind of hard as we're going through. And then we would just kind of take a breath and notice. So we'll just go one more round and we'll just tap through the points just as, since we know the points now.
Yeah.
And go. So if we go back to the crowding point, and we'll just do another round.
Okay.
Okay. So even though
I get nervous. Even though I get nervous.
Yeah. Thinking about going on this stage.
Thinking about going on the stage.
Yeah. I acknowledge that's how I'm feeling.
I acknowledge how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Still tapping on the side of the hand, even though.
Even though.
My throat gets tight.
My throat gets tight.
And I feel I can't talk.
And I feel I can't talk.
I accept that's how I'm feeling.
I accept that's how I'm feeling.
Yeah. So even though I have some fear surrounding all of this.
Even though I have some fear surrounding all of this.
I accept that's what's happening.
I accept that's what's happening.
Yeah. So eyebrow points. This fear.
This fear.
Side of the eye. This nervousness.
This nervousness, even though I have tightness.
We don't need to say it all the time, which is okay. And if you do, that's fine too.
Okay.
So this tightness in my throat.
This tightness in my throat.
Under the eye, this tightness in my throat.
This tightness in my throat.
Under the nose, I can't talk.
I can't talk.
Under the chin, this fear of not giving value.
This fear of not giving value.
Yeah, collarbone. This nervousness.
This nervousness.
Under the arm. Tightness in my throat.
Tightness in my throat.
Top of the head. Feel I can't talk.
I feel I can't talk.
And then just take a breath. I know I'm feeling a little calmer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So and then basically if you like, that's the bronze level. Like that's just sort of like that immediate moving through to kind of gain that calmer. But then as you were dealing with bigger issues, you would move it through deeper.
Yeah. We would get underneath. And a lot of times when we're working on things, thoughts will come into your head and they'll be like, I don't know why this thought's in there, but they're actually clues leading us to where we need to go, where your pain is unresolved within the body. And that's mm-hmm. what we find. And if people don't remember what, you know, they think, well, bronze level, like that was a kind of a mix between a bronze and a gold, but bronze level, you know, it can just be just feeling nervous and just go to the different points. You don't even have to, if you can't remember anything, it's just feeling nervous, feeling it in my throat, feeling nervous, and just go to all the different points. So it doesn't have to be, you know, an elaborate speech or anything. It's just whatever's true for you in that moment. And so bronze level can just be, you don't have to talk at all. And you can just, you know, let's tap on our karate chop point. And maybe just take a deep breath. Let's tap on our eyebrow point, our side of our eye, underneath our eye, our nose, our chin, our collarbone, under the arm, and on top of the head, and then just take a deep breath.
Okay.
It can be as simple as that.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And it's like I said, I just wanted to really share that with our listeners, because they hear a lot about tapping, and we talk a lot about EFT and some of the things that we've talked about on the Heather Andrews Show, and multiple people have talked about using emotional freedom technique. And I just wanted just to share the actual points with them, just so that they do a little bit more learning, right? This to be about them.
Yeah. And the nice thing is, our bodies are built so that we like, this is a tool we take with us everywhere. And if, you know, cause you don't want to be tapping in public, or most people don't, because it does look a little weird. There are meridians actually run. If you're holding your hand as if you're going to shake your hand with somebody, if you run your hand along the top of your thumbs and on the tops of your fingers, our meridian points run all along there. So if you actually, you can squeeze or tap where you're on your nail bed, like where, you know, where that kind of little moon shape happens on your finger, if you tap on either side of that, that has the same effect as the tapping points, which is really nice, because you can do that anywhere and nobody knows that you're actually calming your system.
Yeah, I love it. And there's so many benefits to calming your system, because I mean, I know in today's world, we don't even realize how stressed we actually are.
Yes. Yeah, it's like that frog, right? As they say, how do you cook a frog? It's a slow boil, right? Because by the time they realize they're in trouble, we're in really big trouble then.
Well, you know, it becomes
it becomes so normal that we just keep going and we keep going. Like you said yourself, you know, I had to be this pillar. Well, you're so strong for everybody else until you're not. And then, you know, then everything falls apart, because it's happened so gradually, you don't even recognize the weight that you're carrying.
Yeah, until you release it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember there was one lady that wrote in our one story, in our one compilation, and she'd been carrying a secret with her for 30 years. Mm. And she said that there was such an emotional release when that book came out. She said she felt free, and she just felt such a sense of relief. And she said that she had found like a lifetime of freedom that she had kept back.
Yes. And isn't that true? That's allowing that release of that unfinished stuff that she's held in her body.
Yeah. And so when you talk, you know, so I think you kind of have lived the best of both worlds, actually, because, you know, you have released your story to the world, and you've got this amazing tool helping you and then what you're teaching to others and helping people move through so many, you know, stories that they've been telling themselves or beliefs, so that they can have the life that they want and deserve. Right. And it's so beautiful. And I just love you coming on the show and sharing that with us today. I love what you do. And I just want to say thank you, because you've helped me through a lot of my stuff too. And it's given me huge, as I grow my business, and you know, there is stress that comes, because you know, as you grow your business, as you know, there's lots and lots of things that are going on as you up level. So, and you're putting your word and your voice and everything out there. So it's been a very beneficial tool for me as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It changed my world, you know, and I love that it's changing so many other people's worlds, because we don't have to live in this pain that we're in or the stress that we're in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's just something very simple that you can implement and a tool that you can put in your toolbox. So I just so appreciate you being on our show today.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Perfect. So everyone, thank you for joining us. And we are helping you reach your stellar life, which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, and the resiliency for better relationships. And now you have this amazing tool to help you. And please reach out to Corby if you have any questions about emotional freedom technique. And so till next time, go out and live your stellar life.
Thanks for listening to The Heather Andrews Show. For more exclusive content, visit heatherandrews.press. Until next time, stay focused and live the stellar life you are meant to live by following it through.